Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Tuesday, January the 31st, 2023. I am Tungameli Nkomo. We are continuing the conversation around drugs and substance abuse among youths in Zimbabwe, including school children, picking up from where we left last week. But first, an update on the three-day state visit by Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko, who arrived in Harare yesterday for meetings with his counterpart, Mr. Emmerson Mnangagwa. The two held a news conference in Harare today after signing several bilateral agreements and memorandums ranging from investment promotion to agriculture. Belarus says it has already supplied Zimbabwe with 180 tractors and 76 combined harvesters to ensure food security. According to the state-owned Belarusian Telegraph News Agency, Zimbabwe will receive more than 3,500 tractors between this year, 2023, and 2024. Lijona njani zuluganda basi ahlangana kuhlelo lwe-live talk at The Connection. Lamhlanje siqhubeka ngodaba lokusetshenziswa kwezidakamizwa ngabasakhulayo. Kodwa singakayi lapho sizaphatha kancane udaba lohambo lukamongameli weleBelarus. Umnumzana Alexander Lukashenko, yena ofike elizweni izolo njalo oqhube umhlangano lo mongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa namuhla. Ababili laba basayinelane izivumelwano ezitshiyeneyo zokudlelana kunhlangothi zempilo ezitshiyeneyo ezigoqela ezokulima kanye lezokuthuthukisa umnotho. Kwazwai vatereri ve Studio 7 kusangana ukumo chirongwa che The Connection, chirongwa chebe chibiki. Nasi trikuende ramperi sezwa taka itasundura fura ne nyaya ye kushandiswa kushinodaka ne vechibiki. Vanosanganisira vana vechikoro. Asi tisatita pinda munyaya iyo yote chakupai. Nyaya yekushanya kwemtungamiri wenyika yeBelarus vaAlexander Lukashenko avo vasainirana zvibvumirano nemtungamiri weZimbabwe vaEmmerson Mnangagwa nhasi, zvibvumirano zvakasiyana-siyana zvekukurudzira kumushandira pamwe pakati peZimbabwe neBelarus. President Mnangagwa announced the two countries have agreed to open embassies in each other's capital as they seek to deepen bilateral ties.
My dear brother, President Alexander Lukashenko, may I take this opportunity to warmly inform the Zimbabwe nation that we are extremely happy and feel honored that we accepted paying a visit to Zimbabwe. In fact, my dear brother, we have come last year, but as a result of COVID-19 pandemic constraints, we have postponed the visit twice. This year, we felt the pandemic had somewhat receded, and my dear brother was able to pay a reciprocal visit to Zimbabwe. I'm happy that this demonstrates the warm relations which exist between Harare and Minsk, and this visit strengthens deepens and consolidates our traditional relations. And as a result of this, we have agreed open embassies.
On his part, Mr. Lukashenko, who stands accused of gross human rights violations by the West, like Mr. Mnangagwa, criticized U.S. sanctions targeting ZANU-PF officials and himself, as well as Zimbabwean entities, saying Zimbabwe was being punished for taking control of its land and natural resources.
Today, President Mnangagwa and I held substantive talks on the whole range of bilateral relations, which started 4 years ago in Minsk. This is my first visit to Zimbabwe and my first meeting with your presidents on the land of Zimbabwe. That's why we accept the implementation of the agreements that we have already reached and change views on topical issues of the international agenda and the current challenges in the world. We discussed in detail the promised areas of bilateral cooperation, which has significantly intensified over the recent years, despite of the sanctions imposed on our countries from the Western countries. Their intention to strengthen us, couple of those sanctions only help us to intensify bilateral cooperation.
That was Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko at a joint press conference with President Mnangagwa in Harare today. He wraps up his 3-day visit tomorrow. Let's take a short break. Don't go away.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
Now to our main topic, drugs and substance abuse among youngsters. With the Dominican Convent School in Harare last week expelling 8 female students for using drugs, teachers say this is but a microcosm of the bigger problem obtaining in schools. Like many entities who are pushing back against this scourge, the Opposition Citizens Coalition for Change, or CCC, is now getting involved, launching a campaign online featuring 10 reasons to say no to drugs. And those include the fact that drugs kill, drugs are addictive, and they can negatively affect a student's academic performance, the CCC says. Party leader Nelson Chamisa is also pushing the campaign, tweeting, "We must act. Drugs are decimating our young people. We are losing a whole nation and generation under our watch. Our communities and schools have become drug havens. Where is government in all this? Where is law enforcement? Everyone must be involved in fighting this scourge," Mr. Chamisa said. President Emmerson Mnangagwa has also spoken strongly against drug abuse and those peddling illegal substances. Launching the anti-drug and substance campaign last year, Mr. Mnangagwa called for a concerted effort, concluding over and above cleaning our environment, the time to detoxify and clean the minds of the young people from drugs and other social ills is now. And now to help us discuss this very important topic, we are back with our panel, the one that we had last week. That's Mpumelelo Moyo, CCC Councillor for Bulawayo Mganwini, and Tania Marunga, Director of the organization Zimbabwe People Who Use Drugs. Good evening, both, and thank you so very much for joining us. Let me start with Tania. We see politicians, Tania, are getting involved in this matter. The CCC is unrolling a campaign. Its leader, Nelson Chamisa, is also in the forefront. How important is it for politicians to join the fight against drug abuse?
Good evening, Tungameli. Thank you for having me on your show. It's actually very important that we have the politicians also joining this part in this fight for drugs and substance awareness. Currently, in Zimbabwe, we've got the Presidential Interministerial Task Force on Drugs and Substance Abuse. So, you know, these are the meetings. We sit with them in meetings. These are five pillars, which I'll explain briefly. There's the demand supply reduction pillar. This is where we find illegal enforcement. And then we've got what you call demand reduction. These are the ones who give awareness to the communities, like what CCC wants to do and what's been going on with other like campaigns. Then the harm reduction, which is the pillar which Simple falls under. And then we've got harm rehabilitation pillar, and we've got the community reintegration pillar. So these are the five pillars of the interministerial task force that the president put up like last year. It's been functional for a year, not functional to its fullest capacity in other pillars, but it's a structure that's actually been here in Zimbabwe. And it's not limited to just having the president do it. Some churches are also doing it. But the interministerial is the governing body. So we can also have activities like a drug awareness campaigns, like they are the people that you're supposed to go through. Yeah. So I just thought I should explain that.
Yes, and that's a very important issue you are raising there, Tania, because the ministerial task force, okhuluma ngayo, ikhokhelwa ngumphathi Ntambo, Minister Paul Mavima, simdingile singakabuyi ngapha kuhlelo singakaye emoyeni ukuthi sikhulume la isizwe ukuthi how far sebehambe onganani njengohulumende kumzabalazo wokulwisana lesidakamizwa kodwa sehlulekile ukuxhumana laye. Qhubeka ubambile khonapho Tania, and uye kwa Muri, Councillor Mpumelelo Moyo. We know ukuthi imini sakansila mune zvirongwa zvakawanda kuemganwini ikoko zvekurwisana nedambudziko rekushandiswa kwezvinodhaka zvikuru sei nevechidiki. Takaona convent last week ichidzinga vana vechikoro hanzi vabatwa vachiita zvinodhaka zvisiri pamutemo. Imimi kwamuri hongo muri politician, but zvakakosha sei kuti mutungamiri wenyu vaNelson Chamisa vaonekwe vachipindirawo munyaya iyi?
Oh, thank you very much and good evening, listeners. Okay, this is a drug and substance abuse is now a very topical issue that cannot be swept under the carpet, that cannot be ignored at this juncture. Our champion in chief, Advocate Nelson Chamisa, is now involved as an influential figure, as a person with a huge following. is now telling the youth to abstain from drugs and mentioning the dangers of drugs. Because as a society, if the youth are damaged or if we neglect teaching the youth, it means that we have got a society that is lacking as we go forward as a country. It is of very paramount importance that the youth are told that and warned concerning the dangers of abusing these drugs. They may not realize it now, but as they grow old, they see that they have lost their future. Because some of them now, like you have mentioned earlier on, that they were caught at school and they were dismissed from schooling. So it means that their future is permanently damaged. Someone who is not educated, it means that they no longer have got that brighter future. At a later stage, they realize that they wasted time through these drugs and substance abuse. And it's very imperative to let them know at this juncture that you are actually wasting your future and you are damaging your bodies. So it is a very bold move that the president have taken, in spite of maybe losing some of the voters who may not want to listen to this subject or this topic. But it is very necessary to educate people and tell them the realities and the dangers that they face when they continue abusing these drugs and substance abuse.
Ukuthi ukhona umuntu okwanele engqondweni Councillor Moyo ongazonda to the extent yokuthekela ukuvotela uThamisa kumbe certain politician ngoba uthe akwekela ukusetshenziswa izidakamizwa.
Hayi, angiboni kunjalo, kodwa bese ngikhulumela ama-extremes ngoba khathesi elizweni utshintsho abantu balufuna njalo bazavota ngokuningi bevotela utshintsho. Bengikhulumela ukuthi ungabona umthungameli esekhuluma into enjalo uyabe sezimisele ukuthi noba sithole i-negative backlash maybe kuma-organization amanye asupporta ukusetshenziswa kwezidakamizwa, kodwa usekhuluma iqiniso elisiza umphakathi, elisiza i-future yelizwe.
Limqotho lelo Councillor, siyabonga aqhubeka ubambile. Ndizoke kwamuri Muzware Tania Marumga. Tania Marumga ndiye director wesangano revanhu vanoshandisa zvinodhaka, rinobatsira sangano iri vanhu vanoshandisa zvinodhaka kuti vasiyane netsika iyoyo. Sangano rinonzi Zimbabwe People Who Use Drugs. Tichitaura panapa Spiritual Fura Muzware Marumga, kwakanga kusati kwaita nhau yekudominican convent yekudzingwa kwevana 8 vanasikana 8 vanonzi vakabatwa vachishandisa zvinodhaka. Vakazodzingwa I think Wednesday, Thursday, Friday ipapo. Makaionawo sei nyaya iyi?
I wish kuti bevanga vakataura nematichers ainzi deva pakaitika something sekuti like an intervention nevanhu vedemand reduction ainzi kuitira kuti kana vachikwanisawo dai kwanisa kutaura nevana ava kuchikoro nevabereki vacho nematicha vasati vadzinga vana ava. Because right now popular demand reduction ndo inobata kuzvikoro, because ndo inoita zvekuidentify like early signs of problematic drug use among my teenagers nema adolescents. So there's a thing yekuti they could have done a program, you know, for those at risk or special groups, yekuti that those 8 girls or their friends anti votorwa voendeswa kune anonzi ma-support group meetings, then they get counseling first of all to understand kuti chii chakakonzeresa, because these are young children and izvi zvavachakwanisi kuendera mberi nechikoro. It has also caused some discrimination or some form of kunyadzisa mhuri kumba nekwavanobva and stuff. Saka dai papa pakawanikwa imwe nzira before vapiwa expulsure kana kuti vakataurwa navo vochidzingwa, but vataurwa navo. But right now I don't think the school took my measures a bit and reached out to anyone. I mean, should be able to any demand reduction. Because this is where they were supposed to be taught. Could this be for the more people? Because they are so young. I was at Washington State, they took down and now it's very harm reduction, which is very 18 Shukira. Our government is demand. It is a good piece of the more people. So, Shakura. Zvinenge zvakuchineka kusiya kumberi uku plus nenguva nemacomplications akati wandeiwo mulife nemuviri mako. You never know what you catch, you know, one high can lead to a bad decision for life. Saka ndikuti ni be vana ava dangu akagarwa pasi. Even now it's not too late to reach out to them nemhuri dzavo, because right now we don't know the kind of, I would say, abuse or kuoneserwa kwakaitwa vane vavo kudzimba, because vabvoka muparenti ane frustration kuti mwana wake adzingwa munyadziswa anotarisawo sei nevavatidzani. So I advise kuti dai paine vanoitawo reach out vavakansele semhuri. Kune vekuma like I think mental institute alain kucheni and yekuharare iyo harare yekuharare hospital, they also have ma facilities a group counseling. And this is not kuti mwana ari mentally ill, this actually just helps pakubatsira in substance use, drug use and illicit substance use, and kuti itori nonzi cognitive like behavioral like change therapy iyoyo ndoine inobatsira. It also needs to harm reduction, but uku kuham ku demand reduction inodiwa nevana avo inoshanda. Saka dai zvachiitwa kunzi vataure navo nevabereki vavo nematicha echikoro kuti kana zvinzwapiwe second chance wo nemawarning maybe zvibatsire. But vakatozvinzwa.
I think they Tanya, I'll come back to you shortly. For those that are just joining us, this is Live Talk, The Connection, and we are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. Tonight, we are talking about drug abuse among youths. We are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, as well as VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Councillor Moyo ngize kuwe. Udaba lokuxotshwa kwabantwana besikolo kuthiwa banatha utshwala babhema imbanje basebenzisa okudakayo, it's not the first time. Kodwa ukuxotshwa kwabantwana be-Dominican lokhu okwenzakale last week kwenzakale ngesikhathi udaba lokusetshenziswa kwesidakamizwa ngabasakhulayo lusegudwini esingathi ku-attracte i-attention abantu abaningi baqalisa uku-introspecta besithi alright, ingakabuyi khonapho ngabuza umbuzo othi ngithathe umlaleli engakaqumi ucingo lungakaqumi njenga last time. Mlaleli mtereri tinogamshira muchirongwa
komantu ngamili
indivani ava
ndi Donald Mamboma.
Ah, mgoma Doni, muri boyere.
Inofara mgoma wangu, makasimba here.
Aiwa, takasimba stereki. Mainzwa nyatri kukurukura nezwa nyaye kushandiswa kwezinodha kana vechidiki. Muri kuiona wose.
Ah, nyaye ini mgoma ino inyaye inoshungurudza, inorwadza zvisingamboiti. Kuti nyika yedu parara vanhu vakatarisawo here. Asi ndiona sokuti zvinhu zvinongobva pakuti nyika haina mabasa kana kuti haina punduso, hapana chatiri kuona productive iri munyika kana production. Saka zvinoguma zvakungopa vana vechidiki mukana wezvinhu zvakashata kudai sezvekushandiswa kwezvinodhaka mutori iyoyeyi. Nokuti vamwe vanenge vatokona chikoro mukazvitarisa ipapo pane vanosvika ivavo vazhinji vacho vanhu vanenge vachidzokera vachivanda kuzvikoro kana kuti vanenge vadzingwa nenyaya yekuti vashayiwa mari chikoro. Vototsvaka imwe option inenge iripo. Option inenge iripo hakuna basa kana kuti yavangawana chavanga chingamuka panguva iyoyo. Kare kambo vaona mabasa ekuti chero wechikoro ukagumira muzhira unokwanisa kuona kuti bata apo ukaunganidza wakamari. Manje iko zvino nebasa racho kwekusina. Saka hanhu anongoguma vakuzonanga mune zvinhu zvakashata kudai. Asi hatizvikurudziri, asi kungoti ndoona sekungoti pamwezi kuonjeka nokuti nyika vo haina mabasa. Nyika haina chokuita zvekuti vana vechidiki vangaita zvimwei. Kune vaya vanenge vasiri kuenda kuchikoro kana vasiri kuenderera mberi nechikoro, pane pasina imwe alternative kana option inenge iripo. vana vozongoona sekutoti ndotovainga varaidza zvingava varaidza kana kuti zvingabvisa stress kana kuti kufunga kwavanenge vachiita kufungisisa kwavanenge vanako.
Aiwa, thank you. Tinotenda mukoma Dhoni nekupinda muchirongwa.
Aiwa, ndinotenda chaizvo mukoma mutungamiri mova nenguva yakanaka muo murisata tenda gumbo ikoko.
Ah, tichamukwazisa tatenda. Thank you very much. That's mukoma Donald Mambo Malapo ekhuluma ese South Africa. Ngize kuwe Councillor Moyo bengisakhuluma lapha ngisithi kule reality check nje abantwana bahlala bexoshwa ezikolo ngenxa yosebenzisa isidakamizwa, but okuningi akungeni kuma-headlines ngendlela ukuxoshwa kwabantwana be-Dominicant okungene ngayo last week. Abazali, abantwana, isociety yonke ingabambisana njani ukuze kwenqatshelwe ukuxoshwa kwabantwana ezikolo ngenxa yezidakamizwa lezi? Councillor Moy. Hello, Councillor Moyo. Angazi uhambe njani lapho kubaba uMoyo, Councillor weMganwini koBulawayo. Andi uye kwa Muri, Mzwari Tania Marunga. Ngize kwe mhlawumbe ungathatha lo mbuzo Tania. Kungenzi ukuze kuvikelwe kwenqatshelwe isituation yokuthi abantwana baphuza besesikolo begcine sebexoshwa ngabe njengabe-Dominicant, kungenziwani?
I think kana community yanti ikaita zvekubatana nematicha, maparents acho nevamwe mapolicy makers, nezi healthcare workers, kana pakaitwa zvimainterventions zvekuti, you know, we have programs in schools where children are taught anti
Tanya, ngicela ubambe umlomo futhi, sorry, kulama callers amaningi namhlanje. Thatha umlaleli. Tereri, good evening, how are you?
How are you, sir?
Hayi, siyaphila, tinotenda. Mapina muchirongwa, taura henyu.
Aiwa, ndakida kutaura pamusoro pemadrugs ari kuitika kuZimbabwe.
Itai gaga nguva dzafamba.
Recently ndakaona pa on imwe clip 12 kuBulawayo vana 12 they were admitted because of these drugs, of which means our generation is dying quick over these drugs. Vana Christo, vana Mento, vana izombanje nengoma, youth iri kufa zvisingaiti, mukuru wangu iri kufa to the extent yekuti atisi kuziva kuti which is which and what the next thing yatingaita kana the next step yatingaita kuti tidzivirire ma youth ari kupera nemadrugs.
Aiwa, tinotenda mukoma nekupinda muchirongwa. Zita ndiani?
Ndi Precise Moyo.
Matibata muri kupi?
Ndipa South Africa.
Aiwa, tinotenda vaMoyo.
Tinotenda.
Uyakhuluma lapho umlaleli. Ukhuluma ngama headlines ake aphuma koBulawayo kuthiwa kulabantwana umbabangu 17 or so okuthiwa ba-admithwe engutsheni ngenxa yosebenzisa isidakamizwa. Kodwa sibone amapolisa last week ekuhlelo lokutshengisela labazali labantwana besola izidakamizwa, akulandula amapolisa ukuthi kulento enjalo enzakeleyo, lanxa nje evumile amapolisa ukuthi hayi udaba lwezidakamizwa liyahlupha koBulawayo. And I'm sorry we have to leave it there. That brings us to the end of our show. We would like to thank our guests tonight, Councillor Mpumelelo Moyo, CPC member, and Councillor Mganwini, as well as Tania Marunga, director of the organization Zimbabwe People Who Use Drugs. Kwanele Zulukandaba, Olivalelisayo, Mtungamili Nkosi.